It's 28 minutes to go till the top of the hour here on Downtown. Rich Kimble, Ryan Wehning. Time to talk some football about a quarter of the way through the regular season. To do that, we're joined on the G&M Family Market phone line by Vinny Iyer of the Sporting News. Vinny, good afternoon. Thanks for being with us.
Hey, good afternoon. How's it going?
Going great. An interesting start to the season, just 4 weeks in, and here we are with only three unbeaten teams left and only two at 4-0. And let's start with what may be the most surprising of that group. How about those Minnesota Vikings? What's happening there?
Well, I think a lot of the things that were working well last season are happening again this season with the defense and the domination. I think they're just deeper and better there across the board at every position. So when you look at the Vikings, the formula is not that much different. I think in some ways, Sam Bradford is playing better than Teddy Bridgewater was at stretches last season. They're simplifying things where you know it's going to pass through a few hands of the ball with Kyle Rudolph and Stephon Diggs and their running backs, and really not much else to it. They're just dominating on one side and just really complementing that on the other side.
Philadelphia Eagles also unbeaten, off to a 3-0 start, and of course the talk of the early season has been the play of Carson Wentz. Has he dispelled the notion, at least for the time being, that it was too big a step up from the FCS ranks?
Well, I think there's still a lot of question marks about Wentz going forward. In terms of, they've not really been a push-the-downfield type of offense. He had a lot of things with the stats. You dive deeper into there. It's a lot of short to intermediate throws, which is good. That's how you want to get a quarterback settled in there. But there hasn't been a case yet where they needed Wentz to really come out there firing and win a game. They've been able to dominate defensively, so it takes pressure off. Very similar to what Bradford is doing there in Minnesota, playing very well with the support of the other side of the ball. So I think they can afford to do that, be run heavy, take their tempo. They're the number one dominant team in terms of time of possession in the league. So they're protecting the ball, short passes, extending drives, not asking to do too much. That's how you approach a rookie quarterback like that, who's smart enough to execute the game plan.
What about the Denver Broncos? Are they as good as they've looked in the first few weeks?
I think they're every bit as good. I mean, you look at defense, I don't think you can say there's any kind of drop-off there whatsoever. I know they lost a couple of pieces, but they had the depth to recover there. Malik Jackson was a concern. I think they got some better play up front here from rotational guys. Danny Trevathan, it's turned out to be a good non-investment because he's been hurt there for the Bears, and he's a two-down linebacker, so they've been able to replace him pretty well defensively. So that strength is intact. I think their offense has come to life better. I think they have two quarterbacks there, Trevor Siemian, Paxton Lynch, so they can mold what they want to do in terms of play calling and scheme and zone blocking. So the running game's still there. They can get the ball in the hands of receivers, short to intermediate routes, and take care of that. So they've kind of adjusted their thinking. They're not catering to a Peyton Manning of the past who has lost a lot of things on his fastball and trying to make it work. They're catering to two guys that more fit what they want to do overall as a team.
Boy, another team off to a terrific and surprising start. Even Jerry Jones said he didn't expect the Dallas Cowboys to be playing as well as they are. And how much of that is because of the terrific early play of Dak Prescott?
Well, definitely. I mean, when they have a quarterback that is protecting the ball and not making mistakes, and again, he's in another good situation. It's a little different because I don't think Dallas' defense, it can't be exposed for too long or it's going to hurt them. We saw that the game against the Giants in week one, but overall, it's the ball control there. I think they're the second ball control team after Philadelphia. So similar things you're seeing from both quarterbacks. One thing I see a little bit different from Prescott is I think he can push the ball downfield when their guy is there to do so, and they trust him a little bit more in Dallas to do that because the running game, I think, is a little steadier in Dallas where you're going to get shots that are created off play action, and the team's really focusing on trying to slow down Ezekiel Elliott. So when you have Elliott like that as the quarterback's best friend, running for yards at will here and really found a groove the last few weeks, so it's going to make quarterback play a lot easier.
Vinny, when we're talking about the haves, how about some of the have-nots? Is there a tougher team in the NFL to watch struggle through a game than the Chicago Bears?
It's very tough, but if somehow they're able to string together a victory here. So it's funny that Brian Hoyer comes in and everyone looks at him and he's the that kind of is a super sub when he's in there, but then if he's overexposed and has to play a lot of games, then everything kind of falls apart. But for now, Hoyer's the guy. I don't think you can say that Jay Cutler can get his job back. There's no Kevin White there. A lot of defensive injuries as well. Jeremy Langford already went down as a feature back. So all kind of things have just happened. Bad luck with the Bears. And I don't know where they're headed, but I think they're headed to a pretty high draft pick.
Well, and another team headed in that direction, the seemingly always struggling Cleveland Browns, who just can't get it going, and now they get to host Tom Brady's return to the NFL.
Yeah, this is just things just keep piling on Cleveland, it seems like. And you look at their last couple weeks, I mean, they've been right there in these games with the Dolphins and Redskins. So they're playing hard. They're trying to do everything they can with their talent. They have had some bright spots with Isaiah Crowell in the running game, and Terrell Pryor did some things in the passing game. But really, defensively, they're just not much there to look at. And so they have at least a few offensive positives, while there have been some other negatives with Corey Coleman and Josh Gordon, things that have happened there. But overall, I think there's some optimism. It's weird to have that for a team that's 0-3 or 0-4 and looking at 0-5 going into facing the Patriots. But at least they're playing hard, and there seems to be more of a spirit from the Browns this season.
We're talking with Vinny Iyer of the Sporting News. Yeah, pretty early still, Vinny, but are there any coaches on the hot seat already?
Well, I think you could have a roller coaster with this one, but I think Rex Ryan and Jeff Fisher for now have seemed to have cooled off here in the last couple of weeks just with things that have happened with their teams, but I expect they'll be there again. Now, I think they've just raised their expectations a little bit more so that when you do that, that's always a dangerous approach. I think you have to look at Jim Caldwell. The Lions start struggling. We mentioned the Bears, how Lions have lost the Bears and Titans. You really can't do that if you're going to be a team that's going to take that step. And then you look at the Chargers, just a team that has lost all over the place and can't finish.
Vinny, you also write about fantasy football. Who are some guys that may be under the radar that would be great to keep your eye on as a potential waiver pickups?
Well, I think you have to look at the Ravens' backfield with Kenneth Dixon, that they can run the ball. We saw that they're just returning Justin Forsett there too much. He just wasn't effective. And now you have Terrence West, but I think Dixon can be a really special runner, Louisiana Tech. You look at some of the things that he did, they're just a very special guy that can be a game breaker. And really, you just have to keep looking at all these rookie packs. I mentioned Jeremy Langford, but Jordan Howard has taken over. They're in Chicago looking very good. DeAndre Washington in Oakland is coming on strong. I think Paul Perkins can carve out a bigger role for the Giants than Wendell Smallwood in Philadelphia. So rookie backs all over the place. And just surprising that after Ezekiel Elliott, I thought we'd be talking a lot about Derrick Henry. Derrick Henry hasn't done much of the Heisman winner, but a lot of these other rookie guys have really come on and found roles here.
By the way, if you want to find out what's happening in fantasy football, check out Vinny's Locked On Fantasy Football podcast as well, available on iTunes. And, of course, read Vinny's work at sportingnews.com. Vinny, as always, great talking football with you. Thanks so much, and we'll do it again soon.
All right, thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Vinny.